From the Financial Times, I'm Jude Weber in Mexico City, and this is FT News. Wanted for destroying the country, read a protester's placard emblazoned with the faces of President Daniel Ortega and his wife Rosario Murillo, the vice president. Reward? A free Nicaragua. The Central American nation, ruled by Mr. Ortega for 22 of the past 39 years, has been convulsed by almost a week of anti-government protests, in which at least 25 people have died. Many wonder if it might mark the end for the leftist strongman, who has outlasted other revolutionary leaders of his era, such as Cuba's Fidel Castro and Panama's Manuel Noriega. The protests were sparked by outrage at a social security reform that would have seen higher contributions in exchange for lower benefits. The subsequent crackdown ignited broader frustration with the autocratic regime, where Ms. Murillo is widely seen as being groomed to succeed her husband in 2021 elections. Pension reform has also sparked unrest in Brazil and Argentina, but nothing compared with Nicaragua. Tens of thousands of protesters thronged the capital, Managua, and other cities in mass demonstrations on Monday. Some ripped down billboards of the presidential couple chanting, "Out with them," and "Daniel and Somoza are the same thing," a reference to the dictator Anastasio Somoza, whom the young Mr. Ortega helped topple in the 1970s. There are parallels with demonstrations that forced out Somoza in 1979, and the protests show no signs of letting up. But they are far from certain to succeed, with the government expected to make a major show of support this week. Mr. Ortega retains the support of the armed forces, and protesters have no figurehead to rally behind. That happened in Venezuela last year, when months of protests failed to dislodge the socialist government of President Nicolás Maduro. One thing seems certain. If Ortega does not provide for credible, democratic conditions and bring forward the elections, Nicaragua will face profound instability, said Edmundo Jarquín, co-author of a book on the Sandinista rebel, who says the president has sought to install not just an authoritarian, but a totalitarian regime. But the presidential couple will be hard to budge. Ms. Murillo has shown an Olympian disdain for the protests, calling them minuscule and labelling demonstrators vampires looking for blood. This is Jude Weber in Mexico City, reporting for the Financial Times.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has experienced teams who can craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex. Real wealth requires real solutions. Connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com.
The latest episode of the Next 5 podcast is all about health prevention and vaccines. I speak to Kate Hashey at GSK.
For every dollar invested in improving health, there's an economic return of $2 to $4.
Murray Aitken at IQVIA Institute for Human Data Science.
The benefits of adult vaccination are compelling.
And David Sinclair at the International Longevity Centre.
Preventable conditions amongst those aged 50 to 64 in the UK cost $27 billion a year.
Listen to the full episode of the Next 5 wherever you get your podcasts.